the adventures of Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel Scribe, Clark, the veteran mercenary, Pat, the gearhead racer, and Hazel, the traveling scholar. This is Rat Rules, a Fallout tabletop RPG. Join us now as our constituency questions the friendly super mutant and rising sun citizen, Segnal.
So, you all have found yourself in the interrogation room in the Poseidon power plant that has been the home base of the Brotherhood of Steel for several years. You all have stumbled, you all have not stumbled, you all have been escorted to the interrogation room by the Paladin that has dropped you off, and Knight Carmen has thrusted a spear into the foot of a super mutant in a chair that's completely bound, and you recognize the super mutant as Signal. You also have two Brotherhood of Steel guards inside the room that are in full power armor that are just like silently chilling because, you know, restraining a super mutant is a little bit risky. So, what do you all do?
Well, the first thing, Hazel's not gonna even pause. She's gonna try and go over to Signal to help him.
So are you just like rushing to go do that? Or are you like, you're not asking?
So
anybody?
she's not breaking into a run. No, she's not asking permission. She's immediately heading up. She's with the spirit of every fine medic everywhere. She's super irritated that somebody she likes and who has helped her is currently injured. She is not pleased.
Okay, roll agility plus medicine for a difficulty 3.
I got a 2 and a 20. Two successes and a complication.
And a complication. Hazel races over to Signal, and Knight Carmen is there with the spear in Signal's foot. Knight Carmen yanks the spear out of the foot and takes the spear and kind of hoists you back against the wall and holds you there and says, "Do not touch the prisoner unless I say so."
Same goes for you, buddy.
What? Let me get in the character. I gotta stop being so cheerful and be really mean. I gotta be really mean right now. I gotta be.
Think angry thoughts.
Never talk to me again like that. I am the knight captain of the Brotherhood of Steel, and I will be respected as such, or I will throw you out of this building.
Fine.
Good. Now, Lonnie Haybear, Knight Lonnie Haybear, your mission is to interrogate this prisoner. Do you have some relation to this prisoner? I believe that you do, if people are running in after him.
That would be correct. It may be complicated by the fact that he just got speared in the foot, but, you know.
Do you disapprove of my interrogation methods?
No, you know, I haven't had to interrogate too many people. I usually start with talking. That seems to work pretty well as a first line.
Oh, so you're a really great orator, a really great talker. Well, let's see some. Then go ahead.
So, like Captain Carmen, since I really don't want to fly in this mission blind, do you think you could offer me some details as to where you found the super mutant?
Your report was very helpful to me, Lonnie, and I really appreciate you giving me that. That led me to believe that the settlement that you established was actually the hiding place of the super mutant involved in the altercation. They would not want to have that super mutant out and about in the streets. They would want to send him away. And why would you send a super mutant away from the Superdome? How would you do that? It had to be the settlement.
So the super mutant that was there before the incident and remained there during and after the incident somehow made their way back to Old Nolans and perpetrated this. Am I understanding you correctly, Knight Captain Carmen?
The super mutant that we believe that the incident happened to then fled the city to establish the settlement. And while he was there, hid from us intentionally so that we could not question him or investigate this any further.
So the super mutant who was at the settlement, who was there before the incident, during the incident, and after the incident, who had a 5-square-mile radio station in the middle of Old Nolens was hiding was the one that perpetrated this act. Am I understanding you correctly, Night Captain Carmen?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, Lonnie Haybear, and it seems like that you're questioning me instead of questioning the super mutant.
Sorry, I'm just, you know, again, don't want to fly blind into this mission. You know, above all else, the Brotherhood of Steel wants to be well-informed before they go into a potential altercation. Am I correct, Night Captain Carmen?
Lonnie Haybear, you'll fly as I tell you to fly. If I want you to fly blind, you'll fly blind. If I want you to fly with no armor, you'll fly with no armor. If I want you to fly as high as you fucking can, then you'll do it because I said so. And that is the chain that binds. If you do not remember the oath that you took, then I will happily remind you.
Oh, I do remember the oath. Paladin Buffon and I just went over that quite recently. You know, your supervisor, and I guess I'm an indirect report, if that makes sense. Anyway, I appreciate all the helpful information you've given me thus far. As a matter of fact, I do have a history with this super mutant, and if you would be so kind as to perhaps give us some privacy, I believe that we can handle this.
Please roll a... what do I want you to roll? Charisma plus speech, difficulty one.
Okay, so like this is nearly impossible, but I'm gonna give it a shot. Hey, got success.
Oh, so close on a 20.
I know.
Oh my god.
And I rolled a 5 when I needed a 5, so like it's as close as
I can get. Oh, jeez, I didn't notice that. Yeah.
So Night Captain Carmen looks at you and says, "Fine, I'll go. He has to stay here, and the guards are staying here too." And she takes the spear and shoves it back into his foot as Signal whelps in pain. And she exits the room.
Is the paladin still there? Or did the paladin follow us?
The paladin dropped you off. Go have fun, kids, at school. but there are two Brotherhood guards that are just kind of like, they're like stormtroopers. They're in the room. They're just watching you.
What's their rank?
They are initiates. All initiates? Guards, general guards, are initiates. You are now becoming a knight. There are very few knights active, so pretty much you outrank everyone or are the same rank. You outrank everyone. You're the same rank as the knight. And Knight Captain Carmen is the rank above you. It's kind of like your immediate supervisor, while Paladin Buffon is like the big boss of the show.
Gotcha. I'm going to address the initiates. I'm like, hey, your helmet, has it got some radio, some tunes that you can listen to?
What do you want us to listen to, Night Captain? Or excuse me.
I mean, just whatever you're interested in, maybe for the next 5-10 minutes. I'd really like to have a private conversation. And I do appreciate your help. And if things go south, you know, just watch with your eyes, not with your ears. Does that make sense? Initiate, I'm ordering you to listen to the radio for...
Wait, Lonnie.
Oh, yeah. One second. Delay that order.
Come here.
Yeah, what's up?
Don't give them an order that they can report back and get you in trouble for, all right? Just send Pep over there to talk about power armor for a while.
That's actually a fantastic idea.
That way you weren't going to get in trouble, and they'll be distracted.
Got it. Initiates, fall in. Pep Hackett here is going to be doing a full examination of your power armor. It does look as though there may be some things that might not be completely up to spec, and my consultant here would like to take a look at this. This is for your own safety, as well as combat efficiency out in the field. I hope you do understand. So please, Pep, please take a look at these suits of armor here while we're here. I wouldn't want anything unseemly to happen.
Absolutely. All right, gents, come over here. I want to take a look under your hood, so to speak. What are you guys wearing here? What kind of level is that? T60? What is that? T51B? That is a nice looking piece of power armor there. Listen, turn around for me, both of you. Just turn around a little bit. I want to see how it moves. Just like, let me hear those gears. I gotta listen to the gears. It's like a positive hum. Like you there, your fusion core might be running low. You're sounding a little whistly. And Pep's just gonna go on for as long as he can, asking legitimate and also bullshit questions about the power armor to keep these two initiates busy.
Please roll charisma plus repair, difficulty 0.
Ooh. Charisma 5, repair is 3, and it's a tag skill. Let's roll this one. Okay.
Go, Pep, go!
You got 2.
Okay, I was like, that looks different than how they used to look. Okay. So I guess 2 successes.
Yeah. So you have successfully, with that success, they are busy. They're looking at you. They're really listening to you. They're like trying to point out some different stuff that's happening with their power armor. You're trying to help them out. All right. The rest of you. Yeah. Signal's sitting there in the chair. He's got his spear in his foot, and he's just like crazy-eyed. You know. Yeah.
So what's Signal's bondage situation here?
His hands are bound very tightly behind the chair, and there is like metal clamps under his thighs that attach to the chair as well. And the chair is bolted to the ground.
Okay. As far as like, is he gagged?
No.
Okay. Is he blindfolded?
No.
Okay. So that whole situation's available for everyone here.
Yes. You can look at his sweet grimacing face.
Yeah. I'm going to try to draw Hazel's attention and, you know, just point over to the foot, and I think she knows exactly what I'm asking when I do that. I'm gonna like try to get close to Signal and see if there's any recognition, like, because I don't know if he's currently in a blind rage or if there is any recognition.
Yeah,
but I feel like I've probably built the most rapport with him, maybe just because of the whole mayor thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, hey, it's me. Look, it's me. It's Lonnie. Yeah. It's Mayor Lonnie. Like, just, but I'm trying to detect whether or not he's incensed or if he can be reasoned with.
Okay, so you're gonna do perception plus speech for difficulty 0. Hazel, do strength plus melee weapons, difficulty 0.
I got 1 success.
Okay.
I don't know what the difficulty was, but I got 1
success. I got 1 success.
So Hazel pulls the spear out of Signal's foot, and Signal goes, "Ah!" and kind of screams into the room. He's standing there, he's kind of recovering for it, and Lonnie, you lean in, and he recognizes you and says,
"Mayor Lonnie."
Yeah. Yep, Signal, it's me. It's me, buddy. What happened, buddy? What happened?
Signal. Tired, Lonnie. Signal have radio playing. Big metal men. Get Signal. Take Signal away. Ella told Signal no fighting.
Signal, the metal men here, they said that there was a super mutant that got in a fight with one of the metal men in town a while back. Do you know anything about that?
Roll, you're kind of interrogating. I would say perception plus speech for difficulty 1.
Charisma speech, you said?
Yeah.
Great. That's a success.
Look at you. Signal looks at you and says,
Ella told signal about Mean Metal Man. Signal was told, go to settlement, start settlement. Signal don't know old Mean Metal Man. Signal know Mean Metal Woman.
Okay. So, did you hear about maybe a metal man in the city getting in a fight with a super mutant? Did you hear anything about that before?
Ella told Signal reason for going, but Signal not here outside Ella.
Signal, did you mean that you know the woman that just stabbed you in the foot before she stabbed you in the foot?
No. Signal not know Mean Metal Woman. Signal not know Mean Metal Man. Signal only told about Mean Metal Man by Ella. Mean Metal Woman came, take Signal from settlement, put spear in Signal foot.
I'm going to look at Clark's, like, it's just what I thought. They're just looking for someone. Scapegoat.
Scapegoat, yeah. I agree.
He's been at the settlement the entire time. Night Captain Carmen knew that there were two super mutants at the settlement, separated from everyone else at the Superdome, and they were targeted. Or at least Signal was targeted.
You got the right of it right there. I bet that they're not going to go into the Superdome. They can't. And I have a feeling that Night Captain Carmen is looking for a promotion, brought in some super mutant, any super mutant, trying to pin the whole thing on them.
How much you want to bet she's the one that started the fight in the first place?
And that's my next question.
Mm-hmm. Signal kind of pipes up and says,
Mayor, Lonnie, don't tell Ella, Signal said. Excuse me. Don't tell Ella, Signal knows about what Ella told me. Signal not supposed to know about Mean Metal Man. Ella gave secret, not supposed to tell.
Well, Signal, we're friends here. Tell us your secret.
Yeah, Signal, we want to get you out of here. And it's not going to be easy unless we have the information that proves that you weren't there. Now, we know you weren't there, but the Mean Metal Woman is not reasonable.
Roll perception plus charisma, difficulty 2.
Perception and charisma are both special skills.
Fuck. Perception plus speech, difficulty 2.
Okay.
And it'll be 3 if you question me again.
I'll roll what you tell me. It's a weird combo, but okay. I just have the one success.
Signal looks at you and says,
Signal knows things, but Signal promised.
I get it, Signal. I get it. You are a very well liked individual. I have yet to meet a super mutant that hasn't heard about you, Signal. So you are very popular. And it's okay. Good to have a trustworthy friend.
Signal lifts his hand kind of weakly and reaches it out towards the three of you and says,
friend.
I grab one of those big sausage fingers and say, friend.
Clark doesn't, but what he does do...
he doesn't do that.
He's gonna lean in. He's going to lean in kind of close to Signal's face, to the side. And he's going to have kind of a disgusted look on his face because he doesn't like super mutants. He doesn't like getting close to it, but he's going to lean a little bit close, and he's going to say to Signal, "Hey, Signal, I understand that you made a promise to Ella that you weren't going to share her secret. But you remember that when we left, you wanted us to say hello to Ella for you, right?"
Signal, remember.
"So, when we've got to Ella, we said that Signal said hi. And Ella had some very interesting things to tell us that she wanted us to tell you in return. Yeah? But, I didn't want to share any of Ella's secrets myself. But maybe if you share Ella's secret, I can share Ella's secret too."
Oh, God. I can't decide whether I want you to roll charisma plus sneak or charisma plus barter. God damn it.
They're both tagged, so.
You, all right, fine. Do charisma plus barter. And you haven't shook his hand, so it's going to be a difficulty 3. Charisma plus barter.
Well, you know, thankfully I took, what did I take? Smooth talker. So I can roll one for free if I don't like it.
Lonnie is his best, like, mate, like, ride or die, and that was a difficulty 2.
That's my second success. Well, 7, so I don't get any bonuses. Woo-hoo. There, so just 2 out of the 3 successes.
Yeah, Signal looks at you and says,
"Okay, Clark, go first."
I think Signal's smarter than anybody has given him credit for.
Clark still leaned in close and he says, "Well, I think that's fair. I think that's really fair, Signal. So, you know what Ella said? Ella said that Signal was her absolute best friend. That Signal had a friend in Ella. And that Signal also have friend in Mayor Lonnie and Clark and everybody else. And that we should all trust each other to make sure that the settlement works out well. And she wanted us to tell you that you're doing a great job and to still be helpful to everybody in the settlement. So what did Ella tell you?"
If Signal tell you doesn't protect settlement, doesn't protect Signal's people.
Well, that's all I got. And Clark will back away. Your turn, Lonnie. I don't know. He doesn't want to help himself. He completely breaks the character he had about being nice to Signal and just walks away to the other side of the room.
Yeah, I think Lonnie is just kind of like leaning against a wall. I don't know if there's any chairs or anything, just watching Clark work and kind of knowing what Clark is trying to do. So smart enough not to interrupt or anything, but seeing how that kind of failed. Like, all right, I'm going to come back up and try again. The Signal.
Round 3.
Yeah.
Just leave him here. We're not getting him out of here. We're not breaking out of Brotherhood prison.
Clark, like pinching the bridge of the nose and everything. Like,
I'm telling you, I'm not fighting people in power armor unless I absolutely have to.
The adventure continues after this short break.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Tanner. You know me as Pep Hackett here on the show. Some of you might know that I'm actually also a comic book writer. I've written a new comic book. It's on Kickstarter right now. It has nothing to do with Fallout, but it's a sci-fi pro wrestling story, and I think you're going to love it. It's really great, and we're going to play the trailer for you right now.
Overcast Comics presents Michael Tanner's Battle Grapple Rebel. You got me mad now!
The galactic pro wrestler struggles to find his place between the ropes and the realities of galactic politics.
You come face to face with my face!
Let's get ready to battle!
Well, I have goosebumps. I don't know about you. That's Battle Grapple Rebel. It's on Kickstarter right now through the first week of May. If you ever wondered what pro wrestling would be like in something like the Star Wars universe, this is the book for you. Check it out. Again, Battle Grapple Rebel on Kickstarter now.
Understood. 100%. Don't want to either. All right. Signal. Friend. The mean metal people aren't going to let you out if we can't prove you weren't in Own Islands when this attack happened. Everybody in here.
If Lonnie Mayer, Lonnie let Signal out.
Buddy, this is Own Islands. I'm not the mayor here. And Ella and the Brotherhood, they had disagreements, so Ella can't get you out either, buddy. I'm trying to do what I can to get you out. And I'm afraid that these people aren't reasonable. And when we leave here, that mean metal lady is going to take that spear and she's going to keep poking you and poking you and poking you until you either lie about what happened or you give up Ella's secret. And I don't
Or they kill
that.
You.
Thanks, Clark. Or something worse happens. Yeah. And I don't want that to happen, Signal. I don't want that to happen.
Charisma plus melee weapons, difficulty 2.
Weird flex, but okay.
You're trying to convince them that they are going to poke, like you were trying to convey the severity of the damage that will befall Signal if he doesn't tell you.
Fair enough. So I rolled so that's 3 successes. I rolled a 1 and a 5.
Damn,
Jesus,
fuck, hot tonight.
So that, yeah, the one was a crit. So
you've rolled terrible this like the whole game, and now
I know.
Tonight, you're like
every
you're
single
like,
time
really
I'm talking. Listen, the dice are telling the story. When I'm talking to my bud Signal,
well, you know, last session he got like 21 damage or whatever. Maybe
he let me double my damage dice. I questioned it. I said, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
And the GM said, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game is 50% math and 50% improv.
Signal hears this, and it kind of sinks into Signal. And Signal's obviously very tired, but this feeling kind of sinks into him. And he looks at you and he says,
Mayor Lonnie, I don't want poke.
I know, buddy. I don't want you to get poked.
I don't want poke. He kind of looks at you and he says, Ella made big story about Metal Man. Ella made story, told Signal, go away. Signal, go for big story.
I think Lonnie deflates a little bit. Like, if there is a chair nearby, like, I'm definitely deflating into it. And I'm not sure if anyone else heard what Signal said. Like, I know this has just been kind of like in private, like not yelling, but like once I hit the sheet, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. For the record, Hazel did not hear that. She is hyper focused on trying to repair the hole in his foot.
Pep is talking about calibrated shocks in Tesla coils.
You heard about these Tesla coils? Man, let me tell you something.
God, I love Pep so much.
Clark heard it, and his first reaction was going to say, Ella, that two-time bitch, but he thought better of insulting the would-be girlfriend of Super Mutant. So he bit his tongue. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. But he's thinking it. He's not happy.
Oh, Lonnie's not happy either. Not that Lonnie was very happy with Ella to begin with.
Beforehand.
Yeah, like this did not engender any good feelings at all.
Signal kind of is laying there, kind of defeated, and looks at Lonnie and says,
Mayor Lonnie, let's go.
I'm going to work on that right now, buddy, okay?
Look, Lonnie, if this news, if he tells your Brotherhood friends the same thing he just told us, there's going to be a war. Okay? They're not going to just take some fabricated story about them getting kicked out of the city lying down. At least, not the Brotherhood and Steel members I know.
Well, it's... they're too fragmented. I'm going to make sure like the initiates are still engaged in conversation, because I don't want to breed any kind of, you know, contempt or distrust or anything like that. And like,
Cap is very interesting to them. He is like, he is with it.
So let's think this through. If we tell them what we heard, what are they going to do? What can they do? I walked in, they made me a knight, for God's sake.
Oh, that's a good point. No offense.
None taken. I'm just saying, I think they're pretty fragmented like now. They couldn't mount an offensive like that. They're spread too thin. I mean, Paladin Buffon already figured that there was some type of conspiracy anyway.
That's a good point. Still.
I mean, we're just, you know, so it's been on his radar, right? Like, if he's been thinking this happens, he's researched what's happened. I mean, he figures that, you know, that it just, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I get what you're saying. We don't want a big fight between the Brotherhood and the Preservationists and the Pigskins and the Voodoos and all these other fuckers that are in town right now. But I just, what can we tell them that gets Signal out of here? What can we tell them? And I know you don't care, but flip side, what can we tell them that doesn't make Ella look like the good guy? Because if we lie, we're protecting Ella.
I don't really want to do that.
Well, Hazel might have an idea, just kind of catching the edge of the conversation. So, first off, did I plug the hole?
Intelligence plus medicine, difficulty one.
Lonnie has taken for granted that, like, Hazel heard stuff, I think.
I heard that. She heard the last part, but I have one success, and it's tagged, so.
Great. Yeah, that's going to be fairly easy, because Signal is a super mutant, and they are historically, they're like Captain America rolled up in the one, so they are like.
Yes. It's got to be one of the perks of losing your junk, yeah.
So you've patched up. You've patched up Signal's foot. Signal's bruised in general. Like, it's just like, has been taken for a ride. Like, is in general like pretty beat down. But his foot's patched up.
So she stands up and kind of dusts off her hands. And when I say dust off her hands, I mean actually like scoops her off of her hands. Ugh. So the only thing I can think of, it's not really kicking the can down the road, but maybe we can tell them that we got a lead on the actual super mutant from him. That we got something. We figured out where we can find the super mutant who was involved in the fight. And that's the information that they actually need, because there might be to this than just setting up Signal. We can confirm Signal wasn't there, and they can too, since I know they monitor radio transmissions. But if we have a lead on who the actual super mutant might be, we can go see if we can find him and figure out what actually happened. And as an impartial group, we would be able to bring the truth to light on the understanding that they stopped sticking pointing things into Signal.
Yeah.
Lonnie, Hazel, I think you got the right idea. I think the best lie is going to be sharing some of the truth.
Right.
So I like the idea. I think we should let's play up the act that we did get some information out of Signal. Because really, all we need to tell them is that Signal knows that there was some kind of conspiracy. And like you said, your paladin is already thinking that way. So that's nothing new. We're just confirming what they already know.
Right. Confirmation and bias is a powerful weapon.
That's right. And like Hazel said, we can use Signal as make them an asset.
Oh, maybe we can. Maybe we can tell them that he has to go with us because he can identify. Since it's obvious that they all look the same to them, that Signal will go with us and be able to identify which of the super mutants it is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Lonnie shakes his head to this whole thing. Like, I don't. And he's probably stammering like this too. Just like,
get it together, Lonnie.
At this point, what are you doing, Pep? Are you wrapping up? Are you like continuing on with the charade? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you like trying to be like, hey, let me try on your power armor and then I'll just walk away? Like, what are you at here?
I think he's smart enough to know that they won't let him take it for a test run. But at this
point, he might still ask though.
At this point, he's maybe trying to keep one eye on the group and he can't hear anything they're saying, but he's like, oh, we're starting to wrap up here. So at this point, I think Pep is probably just like going into his personal like theories about certain power armors. He's very like throwing out a little bit like, and that's why I think the Hellcat power armor is actually intended for underwater operations. And just like, just throwing out as any random bit of facts he can to keep the conversation going with these two initiates.
Do get charisma it, plus repair difficulty 3 to see if you can. Lonnie's gonna have to do a lot of talking, and we better hope his rolls stay because.
Yeah, probably not. No, I don't think no, not one bit.
Well, I can try and assist because, as I pointed out, Hazel knows an exceptionally large amount of data about torture and just how effective neurological science says torture actually is. So she might be able to do an assist maybe on that to convince them that torturing him anymore won't actually do them any good. Besides that, they can always just go out and pick up a random super mutant somewhere if they actually need a fall guy. They all look the same anyway, right?
If nothing else, Clark can just stick him with his sword and make a big point about, hey, let us use him, and I'll keep him in line. I don't know.
I can patch him up later.
We got options. But Lonnie, if you could just like convince them,
convince them of what? Like, I
convince them that we should take Signal with us so that we can more effectively figure out. You're not technically playing.
Here's the thing, I'm pretty sure they'll release. I would like to think that we have just as good odds of having Signal released to us if we can exonerate him.
Well, if we say that we need him, that might be part of it.
If we say that it was fabricated, they won't need him.
Yeah, if we say it was fabricated, that's going to cause all
like, I mean, like what? Like, The Paladin Buffon already suspects it. They have information that suggests...
Right. They already suspect it, but we don't need to confirm it right now until we figure out, we have more time to figure out what's going to happen next.
So what's the end game there? So we tell them that we think it was another super mutant, and we pin this off on some other innocent individual.
Okay, I've got a horrible idea, but stay with me on this. So stay with me on this. The voodoo said that there's somebody pulling the strings above Ella's level, and they want us to find out who it is. Whoever that person is would be likely either the person who orchestrated this, or would be the person who would be that Ella and possibly a couple others are trying to convince to kick out the Brotherhood of Steel, and he doesn't know about this. Either way, if we know who that is, we can talk to him or her, whoever the King of Mardi Gras is, and try and get things, if not smoothed over, at least figured out. So I honestly think that's the next step, is trying to figure out not just who's behind this, but what their end game is, so that we can, pull out the stoppers from underneath it and deflate it as much as possible. Because honestly, this whole town is going to function much, much better if we could get people to get along.
Pep, are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to do your rolls?
I am prepared. Okay, so what was I rolling again?
You were doing charisma plus repair, difficulty 3.
Excellent, charisma 5, repair of 3 with a tag skill. Okay,
you got this.
No.
So this is Pep's actual inexperience with power armor coming. I was like, so can you like pee in there? Is there like recycling? What? How do you guys go number 2? And he just gets real weird. Gets real weird with these guys.
We go to the toilet, and we use the bathroom. You don't. They used to. I mean, you could pee in the power armor, but who really? You know, with the self-releasing mechanism, I mean, you're out of it in just a second. So you can just go to the bathroom like a normal person. Why would you? Wait, what are we talking about? Thank you. Thank you. We're gonna stand by the door and keep guard.
Great talking to you guys. Great talking to you guys.
How will the crew escape with their loyal friend? And what does this shocking revelation mean? Tune in next time on Rad Rolls.